Chapter 10 Literary Lessons. Every few weeks, Jo would shut herself in her room and write away at her novel with all her heart and soul. One day, in the street, she noticed a boy reading a newspaper. He told her she could read it if she wanted. When she finished reading a story of love, mystery, and murder, the boy talked of how good a story it was and how much he liked it. "The writer makes a good living out of these stories," the lad said. Jo asked if he knew her. The boy explained that he did not, but read all her stories and knew a man who works in the newspaper office. Jo could think of nothing but the address of the newspaper and decided to try for the $100 prize given for an amazing story. Jo told no one her plans and went to work the next day. She'd never written such a dramatic story before. She sent the story to the newspaper and explained if it didn't win the prize, she would be very happy to get any amount of money they might decide it was worth. Jo waited 6 weeks, keeping her secret from everyone. Then, one day, she opened a letter, and a check for $100 fell into her lap. She read the letter and cried. The letter was encouraging and meant more to her than the money. She proudly went to her family and showed them the letter and explained that she had won the prize. When the story came, everyone praised it. Her father said, "Always aim for the best." Jo decided to use the money to send Beth and her mother to the beach for a month or two. Beth argued it was too much, but Jo talked her into going. And although Beth didn't come back as rosy as they had hoped, she was much better. Jo earned more checks for her writing that year. She paid the bill to the butcher, put down a new carpet, and bought groceries and new gowns. She decided to try for something even bigger. She copied her novel for the fourth time and then sent it in to 3 publishers. She was told that if she cut it down in size and cut out all the parts she liked most, it would be published. "Don't spoil your book," her father said. "Wait and see." Jo feared that she had worked on it so long, she didn't know any longer if it was good or bad. But Meg said the story would be spoiled if she left part of it out. Amy thought she should do what the publisher, Mr. Allen, said. He knows what will sell. Jo asked Beth for her opinion. Beth said, "I would like to see it printed soon." The way she said the last word brought a chill to Jo's heart. Jo took the book and cut parts of it, trying to please everyone, but instead pleasing no one. It was printed and she got $300 and lots of praise and blame. Jo was confused and cried to her mother, "How can the critics' words help me if they say so many different things? I wish I'd printed it the way it was or not at all." Her family and friends comforted her, but it was a hard time for Jo. Yet, after the first pain of it was over, she learned from what people said about her book and felt herself wiser and stronger. She said, "The joke is on my side. The parts that were from real life were said impossible, and the scenes I made up in my silly head are said to be natural and true. When I'm ready, I'll do another book."